Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone to the Pet Psychic Radio Show. Call in at 917-889-2693. That's 917-889-2693. And you can join us in our chat room, which is available if you go to blogtalkradio.com, and you can find it there on the front page. Laura, are you there?
I'm here. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome, everyone. I'm actually in Chicago today.
I know, that's so cool, I think.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here. I just got in this morning, so I might be a little bit tired. I'm really
excited. You're not tired for the show? Doesn't the show amp you out so much that you got so much out of the show?
It does. No, I'm really happy to be here.
Don't tell our listeners you're tired.
Well, I was on a red eye. I'm trying to be honest.
Too much information.
Fine. So I wanted to talk about, this has nothing to do really with animals, but people have been asking about our crazy ghost hunting adventure.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? We can't talk about that.
And we keep forgetting to talk about it. So I wanted to talk about that a little bit. Laura and I went on a ghost hunting adventure a few weeks ago. And we went to our friend Sean's house, which he said his apartment, and he claimed that he kept getting woken up, and he said he was haunted by ghosts. So, you know, I'm kind of a skeptic.
Me too.
It's weird. I know I work for the Pet Psychic Radio Show. Laura's a pet psychic, but I'm kind of skeptical about all this, you know, weird stuff that we do. And Laura also always tells me, you always say, I'm skeptic too.
I am skeptic.
Which I think is funny. So we go to this thing, and tell us what it was like for you, first of all, when you walked in. What did you experience?
Well, first of all, I have to say that I thought it was a pretty cool building, and like, it was sort of like 50s style, and that always reminds me of my grandparents' house, so I really actually liked the inside. Like, wasn't it like the colors were like pinks and light blues, weren't they? Or yellows? What were they? They were like pastel-y colors.
Yeah, it was kind of pastel-y, I think.
Yeah, it was like that whole grandma 50s feel to it, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was empty. The apartment was empty. And so, but as soon as I walked in, I just sort of felt pressure. I mean, if we just say, like, the subtle of what I felt, it just felt like there was pressure when we walked in, like almost like you're walking into a vacuum, sort of.
Yeah, and so the reason why we went there was because Sean says, you know, I think it's haunted. His roommate woke up in the middle of the night to the radio being turned on by itself, and it was just playing the 50s station. And then another weird thing was, Sean said he felt a woman presence on the edge of his bed one night, and then he also woke up to a woman screaming. So then they researched online if there were any deaths in the building, and it turns out a pilot had crashed his plane into that very building in the 1950s and killed himself and a woman and a child.
Yeah.
Which was
and
really
and
creepy.
More than just a woman and a child, there was like 10 people that died.
Oh, was it 10 people? I can't
yeah,
remember.
Yeah.
I was so focused on the woman.
I know, right, because she was the most present. But there was a, there was like a christening or baby shower or something that was separate from this mm-hmm. apartment, and it killed like 10 people in that apartment.
Yeah. So the crazy thing was at one point, this woman who was really angry, this woman's spirit, apparently, as Laura had identified, was pushing you. Is that correct?
Yeah, she was pushing me, and I felt like she wanted to, like, kick the S-H-I-T out of me. Like, she was, like pushing me and, like, shoving me, and I started to get so, like, busy, and I felt, like, exhausted all of a sudden, and I was, like, getting pushed back to the wall, remember? I was getting, like, so pushed back to the wall. What I didn't know at this time is that, right, you guys were recording the psychic activity, the meter?
Yes, we were recording the electromagnetic field in the area.
Right.
And it had jumped all the way to 30 points when it was always at, like, 0.0 something. And all of a sudden it had jumped. And then later on when you left the area, I recorded it again, and it went back down to zero.
Yeah. So this thing was all around me.
Yeah. It was really creepy. And, I mean, I don't believe that stuff. And it was just weird to see the numbers.
I totally believe it. I'm like, I'm telling you, there was definitely something there, and I totally believe it. And the craziest thing, just so you guys can all know, is that I was talking to this person, right? And she was stuck, and she could not forgive the pilot. She could not forgive him. And she was just like, saying that he robbed her of her life, and that she wanted to have a baby, and the pilot was there, like, remember how I kept seeing him on his knees, like, pleading to her? Like, saying, please forgive me. And he also was trapped. And he's saying, please forgive me, I'm so sorry. And the wild thing about that is that Sean's roommate also had seen this man on his knees, remember?
Yes, that's right. He had said that to us before we... did we find that out when we talked to him later?
Well, he didn't say to me. He might have said it to you, but he didn't say it to me beforehand.
Oh, no, it was afterwards. Sean said, oh, yeah, my roommate said that to me. That's what it was.
Yeah, it was kind of freaky. And then I was telling the guys that the pilot, like, if she doesn't want to go to heaven, you know, you just go to heaven. And then he was, like, trying to, but he kept falling back. And all the other people that died were saying, we're fine, come to heaven. And then, so then this is where I and I sort of gotten in a little, we didn't really get in an argument, me and you. But I was like, now I have done all this counseling background. And I'm like, she should be talking to this spirit who's not going to heaven. Why do I have to talk to her? Right?
Yeah, but then I was also filming, so then I wasn't concentrating, and I was like, I don't even know if I believe this. Why should I be talking to this ghost?
Yeah, and so she was making me do it, and I'm getting, like, knocked out physically, you know? Like, I'm like, this is why you're in my team, you know? You should be counseling. I mean, we should really get to the most exciting part of this, don't you think?
Yeah, so let's make it quick because we got to get to the goals.
Okay,
make it quick, so go.
Sean kept saying, oh, my God, I'm so worried that they're going to follow me home. And I'm like, they're not going to follow you home, you know. And he's like, they're very much here, right? So then we leave, and it's so hot. And Storm and Luca are there. And Luca threw up. It was so intense in there. And it was so hot, and I had to get them in the car. We had to pass this busy street, and I go put them in the car, and I get them in the car, and right when I'm about to open up my door, and there's cars whizzing by, I see this, like, shiny, shiny penny, and I'm like, I'm going to pick up that penny, because I always think that they're, like, gifts from spirits, and I'm like, oh, maybe my grandparents or someone are telling me that they're watching over me, or Talia, my friend's daughter, maybe they're watching over me. So I picked up this penny, and then as soon as I got in the car, you know, I try and turn on the radio, and it's like, and, like, the radio wouldn't work, and then my GPS wouldn't work, and I'm like, oh, my God. Then all of a sudden, I felt that pressure in the car, and I'm like, oh, my God, the spirit is in the car with me. And I was, like, freaking out because the spirit was in the car with me. And then there was so much traffic, I was trying to get away from the house, and I couldn't pull out because there was so much traffic, and I'm like, freaking out. I'm like just saying, oh my God, if I get farther away, then I'll be able to get out of here. So then I finally get out, and there's like you know, my radio will not work, not my GPS won't work. And I'm like, oh, my God, I got to get into this gas station because I don't know where I'm going without my GPS. So I have to call I, and I'm like, I, help me, you know. And she's, like, trying to tell me. But then this red light, when I'm trying to get away from the house, this light, like a block away from the house, would not let me go. I swear I was at that light. It felt like 20 minutes. I don't know how long I was really there.
I don't think it was 20 minutes. But, but it was a long time, I'm sure. You know what? And then after that, it's a whole long story. We're going to get to calls. But we did have a moment where you had a moment where only the C station worked again. Wasn't that what happened?
That the radio would work except for my favorite station. Oh, yeah. Only the 50 stations worked first. The 50
yeah.
station was the only one that would come in. And then, oh, I'm getting the chills talking about this. And then when it did start to work, the only thing that would work is not my favorite stations. My three favorite stations on the radio would not work. And the GPS, I will say, I still will not register your house or the house that I was staying at, and sometimes it messes with me.
Crazy. Well, we're going to try and get cut together a video of that because we have some footage. So maybe you can find that at thepetpsychic.com when we post that, and we'll let you all know. Let's get to some phone calls. We have not screened our calls, so if you're last, we're going to call your last digits out and get your question ready. What you want to do is when you get on the air, just tell us who we're going to be talking to, what kind of animal, are they dead or alive? What else, Laura?
And your one question.
One question. So here we go. We have...
What species?
Oh, what species? That's good. And then describe what they look like. 6434, you're on the air. 6434.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay, so the state I'm in is in New York. The dog is alive. He's my dog Metro. I'm sorry, what else did you need?
What he looks like.
Oh, he's brown and white. I posted a picture of him a couple months ago on your Facebook page. I got a reading about 6 months ago from you.
Oh, you did? You got a private reading?
No. I just called in about his knee surgery.
Okay. So remind me, because I don't have that up. So what is? So Metro is, you said brown and white. Is he small or large or what?
Yeah, he's 40. Okay. He's 40 pounds. He's half Jack Russell, half Basset Hound.
Oh, there you go. Okay. And what do you want to ask Metro?
Just a general. That's it. If anything pops for you.
Okay, just like, how are you doing? Anything you want to tell Mom?
Yeah, exactly. He had a bad allergic reaction about a week ago. I think maybe to ragweed or something. So, I don't know, maybe he wants to tell me something about that. Or anything else.
I want to need my belly rubbed more often. I get a little scratchy under my armpit. I don't like to go by stinky cars. How many stores can I go into? I want to go into that one store where the guy likes me. Do you know where he's talking about?
Oh, no, there's so many places that people like him.
He looks like, I want to almost say it's like a deli or something, because he looks like he's wearing like white.
Okay.
It's the store where the guy says, hey, Metro. Do you know who that is?
No, I don't know. There's so many people that come out and talk to him around here.
There's so many people that like him. He kind of looks like he's kind of, like, big, and I almost want to say he's, like, a little balding, maybe.
I got to figure this out. It'll come to me maybe after I hang up with you.
He's saying that the friend that you have, you need to talk a little bit more with. Because I think communication has gone astray. It's not that clear anymore. Do you know who he's talking about?
Mm-mm.
You do or no?
No, no, I don't. No.
Is the guy that you chit chat on the phone with? You know who that is?
No.
It sounds
maybe
like
my parents, maybe.
Oh, your parents? Do you think? Talking goes round in circles. Is that true?
But sometimes it could be my parents, yeah, because I get so busy. Uh-huh. I'm not able to, like, really talk sometimes, so I just quickly, like, zip through.
No, I don't think that's it. It sounds more like there was maybe, like a disagreement, or there was, like, an issue, and he thinks that you should work it out with the person.
All right.
You don't know? What?
I said it's maybe an ex-boyfriend of some sort. But if it's who I think he's thinking of, that person is not a faithful man, so there's going to be no talking to him.
Oh. The thing is, Mom, I think you have a lot to say and you need to get it out.
Yeah, that would be to him.
And if you don't, it goes around in you in circles. And I just feel like it needs to get out of you.
Yeah, it does.
So maybe it needs to get out with you by talking to it with somebody else. Maybe that person is not the best person to talk to about it. Maybe
right,
it is.
Right.
I don't know. But, and the other thing, Mom, I think you're beautiful.
Oh.
And you don't really have to try hard. And when you communicate with me, you do it pretty good. That's so cute. Aww. Oh, thanks for calling in with Metro. He's adorable.
Thank you so much. I don't want to take a lot of your time. I'm sure you have a million callers behind me. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Be well.
And I love your show. So good luck with everything.
Aw, thanks.
Have a great day.
You too. Okay. I don't know where I is, so I'm going to take another caller. I'm going to take one
more. Oh, no, I'm
here.
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay.
I thought I was – it's funny because I was actually talking, but no one was hearing me. I was accidentally muting myself. Sorry. Okay, so we're going to be taking Delia with her cat, Carly. Hold on. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Sure.
My cat's name is Harley, and Laura, I've actually had a private reading with you before regarding Harley. She is a black and white cat, and she's got one black ear and one white ear, and she has a problem with urinating outside of the litter box, and you gave me some tips on how to help her, and I've been doing some, and some I haven't because she just didn't really seem to like them. However, she's still urinating outside of the litter box, and I feel hopeless now, and I just want to know, I mean, did she like the changes that were made? Does she
still... Yeah, so can you remind me why she said she was peeing outside the litter box?
She said she was in a lot of pain. Unfortunately, I had her declawed. I didn't know at the time, you know, how inhumane it was for her. And she was also attacked because she was declawed, so she couldn't defend herself. And so I, you know, paid the money to have the surgery to basically save her life. And she says she has a lot of pain in her neck, and that's because of her attack, because the other cat that attacked her punctured a vein in her neck. And then she says she has a lot of hip pain, and I don't know if that's associated with the attack or with the declaw. But you recommended that I change the litter, which I did. I changed her food to a non-grain food, and I also started getting her to see Dr. Mattson that you referred me to for some, you know, some massage and chiropractic treatment.
Yeah, and so did she stop at all after all that?
She did for a little bit, but maybe I think the longest we went without her going outside the litter box would be 2 to 3 weeks at the most, but she would do it occasionally. It wasn't as bad as before, but she would still do it.
Okay, so how often is she doing it now?
Now she's doing it at least twice a week.
Okay. And she's doing pee and poop out of size of litter box?
No, just pee.
Okay, I have her picture. She's so cute. She has, like, this one little white tip ear, and she's got, like, a black mask.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's adorable. Okay, let me get her. I understand what my mom is saying. And I know I have a problem. But what happens sometimes is my left hip gets stuck. That left leg has a hard time lifting up. It doesn't hurt when I pee. And I'm not mad. It just feels strange when I lift that hip. Maybe what mom could do is make one that I don't need to step into. So tell me this. Is she peeing near the litter box when she pees?
No, she's actually peeing in our dining room area and in our kitchen.
Oh. Does she sleep in those areas?
She sleeps in the room with us.
Does she nap in those areas?
Very rarely. Usually when she naps, she's either napping on our bed or, you know, we have a little porch that we let her outside on, and she likes to sit on one of our patio chairs or in front of the sliding door.
Okay, and so how far is her litter box away from these areas?
It's pretty far. I mean, not that far. We live in a little two-bedroom condo, but I mean, for her, I'm sure she thinks that it's far.
So are those areas on one side of the house? Can you put another litter box on that side of the house? Because it almost feels like her hip is like snapping out or something. It almost feels like it's popping out. So I'm wondering if you put another litter box, can you put one closer to that area?
We can try. It would just, you know, I guess cosmetically people would see it.
Yeah. You could try putting one there and seeing if she goes into it, and then you can get, they have these really cool things, like you can get these like little end tables that you can put the litter box in so you can't see them anymore.
Uh-huh.
So you can hide a litter box, but let me ask her if that would help.
Yeah, and maybe ask her also if she even liked going to Dr. Mattson, because the last time that we saw him, she actually bit him. And I was mortified because, you know, he was fine with it, but still, I mean, she broke skin and drew blood.
Oh my God, she must have hurt. What was
was he
adjusting her when she did it?
Yeah, he was adjusting her.
Do you remember where?
It was her hip.
It was her hip, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts her there, huh? Yeah, it's really sore. I'm not exactly sure what to do about it. It would maybe help me to have a litter box closer. I wonder if you could put her on some, like joint supplements. You know, and maybe that could help.
Well, I mean, I'm willing to try that because, like I said, I mean, I don't know what else to do.
You know, someone in the chat room is mentioning a kitten height litter box. I don't know.
Oh, that's a good idea. Except the thing is that she also is so far away from the litter box. So she's getting like these, like all of a sudden this pain comes on. It reminds me of a dog snapping out their luxated patella, you know, like their knee joint pops out. It reminds me of the same thing. And so take away the pain, then you take away the problem. But so it's like how to take away the pain. And she might have really bad arthritis there. We don't really know unless you get her x-rayed, you know?
Yeah. Well, I had blood work done for rheumatoid arthritis, and that was negative.
Oh, you can take blood work for that? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
good. It cost a lot of money, but I did.
Yeah, no, that was good that you did it. I never heard of that. I don't want to upset my mom. Mom, where would be better?
Well, I just wanted to know that I'm not upset with her. I want to know how to help her. That I love her very much.
I'm not as nauseous anymore, she says.
That's good.
And my jaw pain has gone away. It's just pretty much my hip now. That's good. I'm going to try harder, but a litter box on that side will help me. Can you try that and let me know how it goes?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks
so much for calling in. Good luck. And then, I also think that maybe, are you still there?
Yes.
Or did she hang up? I think that also maybe you should do like an affirmation for her that you guys say around the house, and you can say things like, my body is well-balanced and healthy. My hip feels good. I can get to the litter box. Let me see what she says that you should say. I can pee fine with no problems. I have an easy time moving around. So I can pee fine with no problems. I have an easy time moving around.
Okay.
There's your affirmation for her.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in.
All right.
That's sweet. I love it when they tell us what to say. You know, that makes it so much easier, actually.
I know, right? And sometimes I try and come up with the good ones, but they come up with so much better ones.
Yeah, totally. That's cool. I don't know. We're supposed to have the Southern California Golden Retriever as our guest today. I don't actually see them here, so we're going to just take another caller for now, and I'll go search for them here in the queue. So let's go to Donna. Hey, Donna.
Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Laura. It's Donna from yesterday from the private phone session.
Oh, yeah. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. Thanks for calling in.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
The kitties are doing fine. I think that they enjoyed, and I enjoyed it a lot too, the session.
Oh, good.
So my question today is about the second foster that we were talking about, the black one with the white kind of bib.
Oh, okay.
Her name is Daisy. We didn't talk about her.
Yeah.
And she's not going to be staying with us, but she is just terrified and shaking, and she's hiding, and it's really hard for me to try to socialize her because she's so afraid. So I wanted to know if you could help her in any way. Because remember, initially we got her for Mickey to teach him how to behave, but she's just terrified and isn't responding to anything I do to make her comfortable.
Okay, so just for everybody, Donna has, she has one older cat who's like 7, right? And then
yes.
Then she has a foster who's 8 weeks, is he? Did you say?
I'd say about 6 to 7 weeks.
Yeah, 6 to 7 weeks. And then she has this new foster who is the one that's shaking.
And she's about 9 weeks.
And she's about 9 weeks. Okay. And so we're going to talk to her to see if we can help settle her down.
Okay. And just let her know, too, that she's not going to be living here with me, but I'm here to help her till she gets socialized so she can get a forever home.
I feel cold. I just feel really, really cold. I have a hard time thinking. And I don't know why I'm so cold. Gosh, maybe she's shaking because she's cold, not because she's scared.
Well, she was in the bathroom, and the bathroom had tile in it, but now she's on the porch, kind of like an indoor porch, but it doesn't have air conditioning, and it's really warm in there. So I wonder if she's sick.
Yeah, I wonder, too. Can you put her in something? Like, can you put, like, a blanket there she can lie on and really, like, something really warm?
Yeah, I can try, but I just was afraid she was too hot out there.
And when I drink funny. I don't feel well. I miss my friends. Did she come with a litter? Was she the only one?
When she was at the rescue, she was in a cage by herself, and that's why I took her, because she looked so lonely.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't think she's scared. I'm going to tell her that she's safe and that she's always going to be loved and that this is the beginning of the rest of her life and she's going to have an amazing life and that she just has to keep picturing herself really healthy and she's going to make lots of friends and have lots of people that love her and grow up to be very strong and healthy and happy.
And can you tell her to eat a little bit more? I'm a little worried about her not eating.
I don't feel good when I eat. I think she might be sick. She kind of feels like flu-y to me.
She kind of acts that way a little bit.
I think I would take her back to the vet or back to the thing. Maybe they need to give her fluids. Yeah. Will you keep us posted? Keep imagining her really healthy, but I think she should go see somebody.
Okay. And did you tell her not to be scared that I'm not going to hurt her? I'm here to help her.
Yes, I will. And so for all of you, and so Donna, I totally understand like what you're saying when you talk like that, but you want to make sure that you say, like, you know how you said there's nobody's going to hurt you. And so not to be scared, you want to make sure that you put it in the positive. So you want to say, be brave. You're always safe. Because whether we're conscious of it or not, we always place an image in our heads and a feeling in our body for whatever we're thinking and saying. So when you say something in the negative, that's what they picture and feel. So you want to say brave instead of don't be scared or not to be scared. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, she wants to say an affirmation. Okay, let's give her an affirmation. What does she want to say? I'm cozy. And I feel good. Aw, she doesn't feel well. I'm cozy and I feel good. There's her affirmation.
She said what?
I said that's what you should say to her. I'm cozy and I feel good.
Okay. And should I take her back to the place to get her checked? Or do you think she's...
I would. Okay. She doesn't sound so good to me.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt to, you know, get her checked and then see what they say. I mean, maybe it's normal, but it doesn't feel normal to me.
Okay.
Okay,
all
Donna,
right.
Keep us posted. Thanks
okay,
for calling
thanks
in.
For taking my call.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Aw, kitty.
I think we should just ask all the animals today for a bit what they want as their affirmation. We can call it Affirmation Day.
I think so, too.
Okay, so today is Affirmation Day, and we'll be asking all the animals what their affirmations are.
Can I just say something here that I'm looking at the studio, and I write little things next to people who she screens, and there's one that's evil.puppy.
Okay, I didn't actually write that. That was their name. It just popped up like that.
Really?
Yeah, and then I tried to screen them, but no one was there, so I just kept them in case they came back, because I'm curious to see
wait,
who this evil puppy is.
Wait, are you kidding me? There's just, like, somebody popped up with evil puppy, and it, how did they do that? They can't do that.
I don't know. That must be their, like, maybe they're calling via Skype, and it's some weird Skype thing. I have no idea. Should we see who they are? Let me turn them on.
Yes, I want to see who they
evil
are.
Evil puppy, are you there? Evil puppy, you're on the air. Are you there? See? No one there. I did this earlier. I want to know who it is.
No, that is the weirdest thing.
Okay, I'm going to meet them again.
You're not allowed to be evil on this show.
They can be, yeah, I don't know. They can be evil, but they have to say an affirmation that makes them feel better.
Oh, they have to say an affirmation. Maybe they mean evil can be evil.
Okay, let's keep going with our calls here. We have Jill. Hey, Jill, you're on the air. Tell us who we are talking to today.
Hi, how are you? My dog's name is Lunar, and he's a Cocker Spaniel, and he's black and white. And I just want to know, like, a general question, just, like, how he feels and...
Okay, so tell me again. He's a Cocker Spaniel, and he's black and white, and what's his name?
Lunar after Lunar Eclipse.
What is it?
Lunar.
Oh, Lunar. Okay. And how old is he?
He's, like, 3 years old.
Oh, okay. And you want to just ask him, like, how he's doing? Is there any issues?
Yeah, like, no, well, I mean, he doesn't really eat. I feel like I have, I mean, he doesn't eat by himself. I have to feed him, like, if he's a baby or something. And I just want to know if there's anything that bothers him or hurts him, like, if he's happy.
Okay.
Because I'm leaving soon also.
You're leaving soon? Where are you going?
I'm going to university, and I just wanted to tell him that I will be coming back and that he's not going to be alone. He's going to be with my parents.
Okay, so you're going to leave him with your parents. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I love her more than anything. We all feel that way. Everybody loves her in the house. And we're all going to miss her. I want to go on a long walk before she goes away. Can I go to the university with her? I think he means to, like, drop you off. Is it far away?
It's, I live in Miami, and I'm going to Tallahassee.
Oh.
It's, like, 10 hours. I have to drive, but I have to take my stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, so he can't go with you.
Well, I mean...
But you know what?
I could try to take him with my mom or something.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah, you could see if he could go with you. He'd love to see where you are. If you can't take him, one of the things that you can do is once you get there, you know, and you're settled, if you think about him and, like, show him your living arrangement or show him, like, where you go to classes or show him, like, the, you know, the where everybody hangs out, he can get that from you. So if you talk to him from a distance, he would love that.
Okay.
Because he'll be paying attention to you anyway. Like, he'll be, like, trying to listen to you and trying to see what you're doing. So if you send it to him, he'll definitely receive it.
Okay.
I do sometimes get a stomach ache. But I like crispy treats. I love the kind of treats that you can give me over and over. I also like butt rubs. And scratches behind the ears.
I know, he loves that.
Yeah, and he says he loves reading time.
He loves what?
Reading time. I think it's like hanging out with you when you read. She's really smart, he says.
I know, he is. I always tell him that he's really, really smart.
Oh, he's saying you're really smart, though.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's so cute, though. You know that I was named after a moon. And the moon is what makes the sun come up. And they're friends, the sun and the moon. I know this because I asked the moon. That's so cute. You know, this month is a blue moon. Tomorrow is a blue moon where we have two full moons in 1 month.
Wow.
I know. Aww, well, thank
Lunar
you.
Will have to have a party.
I know, right? Luna.
Yeah. Oh,
Lunar.
So, before we go, Lunar, can you ask what the affirmation is?
Oh, yeah, right. Thanks for keeping me on track. Okay,
yeah.
So we're going to ask Lunar what his affirmation is going to be. He wants to say, I'm not lonely without my sister. So we have to change that to more of a positive. So, Lunar, we have to change that to a positive. I'm comfortable with my sister being at school.
That's a good one.
I talk to my sister every day. And I get treats every day.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Jill, for calling in. And thanks, Luna, for your affirmation. That's so cute.
Thank you.
I love this. I love listening to their affirmations. This is cool. Let's go to Penny with Tasha. Penny.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Is Tasha?
She is my cat. She's all white. She looks very similar to your Makia.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she's a pretty little
and
girl.
What do you want to ask her?
I just want to know what messages she has for me.
Oh, okay. And her name is Tasha, or your name is Tasha?
Right. Her name is Tasha.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Mom, you should go running more. You need to exercise more. Because
okay.
When you exercise, you feel better. And the other thing is talking about treats. I like to have 4 treats.
What
you know
kind
what
of
treats? She says 4, like 4 different.
4?
4. Yeah, do you know what kind of treats she's talking about?
No, she's kind of picky with some of her food, so she seems to be okay with the treats, so.
Oh.
We try to get her the same ones usually, because she likes them.
But she's picky with her food, because it's funny, because I actually saw you feeding her the treats by her food dish. So
yeah,
maybe she do. Maybe she's trying to say that she wants that for food. But, but that's not healthy. So, And then do you run? Do you exercise?
I did run a couple of years ago, and then I got a new job, and my schedule has been really crazy, so it's really hard to find that consistency, so I haven't been, no. And I've really been thinking about that. So.
Oh, so she thought that you were maybe happier when you were running. So
I was.
So she's telling you to run. That's sweet. She says she likes chicken.
Okay.
I like cuts up pieces of chicken. Sometimes I don't like some food because it sizzles in my mouth. I don't like that feeling. What do you feed her?
We usually do the canned food.
Is it Fancy Feast?
No, I can check and see. I know it's not that. It was some higher quality that our vet wanted us to give her. It's Wellness Core.
Oh, Wellness is a pretty good food. And she's, you know what you could try? Try the brand Ruruva. That's a really high quality food, and a lot of the cats like it.
Okay.
And you know what else a lot of cats love is Stella and Chewy's. And it comes, it's kind of pricey, but it comes in a bag. It's called Stella and Chewy's. It's freeze-dried raw food, and you can add water to it, and it's really good. Or you could feed it so it's crunchy for her. But
okay.
It's like, cats love it. And they have all different flavors, and you can get samples. Like, a lot of the high-end pet stores have samples. But you have to get
okay.
it at a high-end pet store. Yeah, check it out. Stella and Chewy's.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, Penny.
We got
an affirmation.
Oh, that's it. Now I forgot. Okay, what's your affirmation, Tasha? Let's hear it.
She says, we exercise and we eat well. And the sun makes me healthy.
Cute.
Yeah.
She
loves sitting
in the
sun. I need to see those.
I know, right? We all do.
Thanks so much, Penny and Tasha. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you.
Thanks. That was a good one. I really need to see that one to myself.
I think we should do this all the time.
I know. I like these. I'm getting, like, good advice, you know? Okay, so I found our rescue guest. We have Southern California Golden Retriever Rescue. We have Stevie on the line. Hi, Stevie.
Hi. Oh, I love the affirmations.
Aren't they great? I absolutely love them. They're such good, like, we need to, like, make a book out of it or something, you know?
I know.
Well, thanks for being on our show. For all of our listeners, go to scgrrescue.org if you want to pull up that page right now for Southern California Golden Retriever Rescue. It says on your webpage that you are the first and only Southern California Golden Rescue. Is that true?
We are the, there are several Golden Rescues in the area. We are the largest in Southern California. We are the second in the entire state. Our sister organization, Homeward Bound, is larger than us. But, yes, between
wow.
two of us, the Goldens of California are safe.
Wow. I know Goldens are a very popular breed. Are there a lot of Goldens that need homes?
Absolutely. We are.
Oh, they do.
There are more Goldens, more dogs in the shelters than I have ever seen, and it is literally down to where the shelters are calling us and saying, can you come pick these dogs up?
Wow. And what about the breed? Why are you drawn to this breed of Golden Retrievers?
My heart dog was Golden, and I just followed the path of where Jesse sent me.
Oh. And so is that how you got involved with Golden Rescue?
I fostered for another organization for a while, and I felt I could do it better. And just one of the other girls, Barbara Gale, said, well, let's just form our own rescue, and we did.
Wow.
And it's located 300 dogs a year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, and where's your facility?
We don't have a facility. The dogs are all in foster care.
Oh, wow. So
only kennels when they're sick. So, yes, if they could drive, we would be fine. But they are picked up, vetted, cared for, taken to foster care, and adopted right out so that we know their little personalities.
Wow. Mm. A lot of work. I know that we're going to be talking to Kim today. Tell us a little bit about Kim.
Yes. Well, we have the Taiwan Project. We bring dogs in from a wonderful rescue in Taiwan that takes their street dogs. They are put out on the street, and they do all the work, and they make them healthy, and they have to pass all sorts of criteria to even come into the country. And we take these very, very special babies, and we find them forever homes here.
Wow. And so Kim is from Taiwan. You flew Kim from Taiwan?
Yes, we brought Kim and two other little girls in from Taiwan, and she is so sweet. So basically all we know about Kim was she was found emaciated and almost dead on the side of a road. She couldn't stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And now she is this wonderful, happy, she is living in foster care with three other great dogs. And I just wanted to, how did this happen to her? And I would love to be able to call her rescuers in Taiwan and tell them what she has to say.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's get her. I went on a big trip to get here before I almost died. She said one time people thought about eating me. Do they do that there?
In China, they eat them, not in Taiwan, but yeah. Ooh.
But I didn't look healthy enough. I was living at a house. Nobody really could eat. And then they gave me to a friend. The friend just left me because I was too tired to walk. They thought I was useless. I did have puppies before, but that was when I was healthy.
How many puppies did she have?
I did have a period of time where I was healthy. I had two litters. It wasn't bad. And I had love at one time. Did she have worms and stuff? Because it's almost like maybe that sometimes she got so skinny because of health reasons, too. Did she?
She could have. That's all taken care of there, yes. She could have.
I like it the best here. These people are really kind to me. They like to see me play. I can play a lot. My rescuers in Taiwan, you can tell them thank you. Because it was in their eyes that gave me hope. I didn't have hope until I was with them. I thought I was going to die. And they were like, no, you're not. Now I'm really healthy. And I want a really good home. Because I know this isn't it. But I mostly want women. Because I think women have a harder time getting rid of dogs. Maybe that's just her experience. You can tell all my rescuers thank you. We didn't eat this kind of food where I came from.
What she eat?
We ate mostly real meat. We just ate whatever people ate. This is weird eating dog food.
What is Kim's affirmation? Let's not forget that.
Okay. So what I would like to say is Kim has the very best forever home. So I have the very best forever home. And in that home, everybody smiles. And I smile. I always have a full belly. And I never miss a meal.
She's very concerned about her food.
I know she is.
Does she like the food, even though it's weird?
It's okay, but I miss the taste of the other food. Maybe her new food, her new home will have to add some raw food diets. Or vegetables or something. I also would like to say I get and like a bath. So she's saying
cool.
That she likes to clean, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So cute.
Well, thanks to Stevie and to Kim for being on our show from Southern California Golden Retriever Rescue. So, Stevie, tell us, how can our listeners help? What can they do?
They can, any kind of donation would absolutely help. If they would consider fostering a dog, that would be absolutely amazing. It's the only way we save them. Little Colleen just had, she had ACL surgery, and then she had bloat, so we just spent $3,500 on that one. And we just keep going. And please take care of your dogs and watch their little feet on this hot, hot pavement. And keep them safe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you can all go to SCGR Rescue for Southern California Golden Retriever Rescue.org. So go to the website, make donations, foster, do whatever you can. And thank you so much for everything you do, and thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Stevie.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank
it was
you.
Wonderful.
Thanks. So SoCal Golden Retrievers. I really love that picture of Kim.
Oh, my gosh, you guys, it's the cutest thing ever. She's so adorable.
She's totally adorable. You know what time it is?
Stormy Words of Wisdom?
Yeah.
Or
anybody
for the wisdom. Do your animals want to do Words of Wisdom?
I don't know. I'm not a pet psychic. I'm not with them.
Stormy was up. Stormy, do you want to do Words of Wisdom on me today? He says, I think everybody should actually say those affirmations because they help.
That's true. What is Storm King's affirmation?
If you don't say them, they can't be effective.
So what would he like to say for his affirmation?
What would your affirmation like to be, honey? I have a healing ball inside of me that heals me at every moment. Good.
That's a good one. Does anyone else have any affirmations to say?
You want to ask Rosa?
Sure.
I
Rosa,
will ask
Rosa, my cat.
I'm wise and I go outside.
It's funny that she says that because I try to get her to go outside sometimes, but she won't go outside.
So maybe what she's doing is by saying she's wise and she goes outside, maybe that's what she's saying is that she'd like to because she's trying to be brave enough.
Right.
Like she's
saying,
I go outside to encourage herself to go outside.
Yeah, that's a good one.
She also wants a clean window. She wants you to wash that window as she sits down.
Okay, yeah, the window's really dirty. And the other day, there's this little window by our bed that Rosa always sleeps in. And I locked myself out and I had to crawl in through that window. And she was so mad at me for crawling in through that window.
She what?
Yeah, she yelled at me.
She did?
Yeah. She, like, let out this long meow. Like, she was all pissed off.
And she said she wasn't pissed. She was just curious.
Oh, well.
I didn't understand what she was doing.
you know, she always sounds so upset. Anyways, everyone, it's the end of our show. Join us next week at Blog Talk Radio and go to Laura's page, thepetpsychic.com, for more information about Laura. Bye.
Bye, everybody. Talk to your animals.